Nancy Doll. I got the shock of my life when I saw Uncle Patrick the other day. He called me up, tried to pull rank on me, and then I heard that yes over the telephone, and I immediately knew who it was. I hadn't expected Pat over until about December after talking to Barry and a couple other guys, so I was real surprised. We've been together about two nights now. It's been a little bit late, but at least we're together and saw each other. We just had an interruption at the door. I mean the bunker. And I lost my train of thought here. But I understand you're in Michigan, and I'm just wondering, it's September, it's about time for the first snow. Not much snow over here, of course, but it's still pretty tough sledding. Let's see now, where was I? Oh yes, bunker. Pat and I are sleeping in our sleeping bags in my bunker, and he seems to be enjoying it with the overhead fan. Actually, I'm in the same place as you probably know. I think you talked to Sandy, or you got a letter from Sandy. Now, wait a minute. Sandy wrote me, and she said she almost dropped dead one day because she got a letter from you, of all people. I know you're always good at writing, baby. Yeah, but, oh yeah, speaking of Sandy, I called her 2 days ago, and before you get this tape, on the 20th of September, I'm leaving for Bangkok, and she should be there when I arrive, or we'll almost be there at the same time. I don't know how I lucked out, but anyway, I got a TDY trip for 30 days over there, and we're going to spend all the time together. We're kind of looking forward to this, and if you can believe it, even I'm excited, pole vaulting around the room here for the last couple of days. I guess the only thing that you can safely say in the next day or so is that I'm going to get some poontang, going to get some poontang.
Poontang, poontang, poontang.
Yeah. Pat won't let me turn this thing off and hear what I said, so no more songs, I remember that. But I got a pretty nice place this time. We're in a decent hotel, and I got a real nice room. Put a couple of pieces of plywood together and a couple of 2x4s, and built me some shelves. Got a little fan going over my head. And I'm up on the third floor now, so it's a little bit breezy. I lived down in the lower section there the first 6 months. And by the way, the first 6 months, I've only got 165 days to go today. That makes it just about up to the 12th of March, at which time I expect to be released from active duty after about... since June of 66, Big Henry Jackson and I aren't speaking or writing. And anyway, everybody says that, three people say, that I'll be able to get out of the service on the 12th of March. Then Sandy, I'm going to come back over, and Sandy's going to stay in the States for 90 days. And this is the real purpose of our trip over to Bangkok, to see if she'd will like it over there. And then after 90 days, the company who I'm going to fly for, it's Continental Air Services, pays the family's way over to Bangkok. Or to a place that you'd want them to stay, and if she likes Bangkok, then she'll be living there. I get fly 21 days and get 7 days off each month at a salary of around $2,500 a month, which is minimum. But After 90 days, they make you a captain and you get a little raise, in base pay, and all things being considered, it should be around 3,000. But that's 165 days off, and who knows, the war might end, or the war. Hey, Pat, they got a war going on here? Son of a gun, I haven't even drawn my field equipment. I don't got a steel pot or nothing. Well, we're kind of divorced here, but we've got four airplanes down in Canto, which is near where Pat was before. Speaking of Canto, Gary Miller is down in Canto now, and Pat's old maintenance officer, Tom Slies, is right here in Sauk Trang. We went out and saw him last night. As far as the flying goes, the helicopter has been real good for us over here. Just shortly after I got over here, we got 10 brand new 66 models, and we haven't had too many maintenance problems with them, and I've flown about 550 hours in the 6 months, and everybody else has 60 hours this month already, and I got 10. I'm the operations officer now, so I'm operating, kind of cooling it, feet on the desk, big cigar, and so forth. It's actually costing me more money for cigars over here this time than food. And believe it or not, even Fat Boy looks like he's lost about 8 or 10 ounces. I didn't bring too many civilian clothes with me. Pat brought a couple of old beat-up sets of Bermudas he's going to leave down here because he won't need them up there in July. I'm going to take them downtown and have them taken in a little bit and then wear them around. Now, seriously, Patrick has lost about 20, and I'm down to 211 now. I came over at 240, rough and tough, and they didn't have any flak jackets big enough for me, so I decided I better lose some, and that subtracted from what I came over at 29 pounds. Hey, yeah, and I've only had about 6 beers since I got here. Pat and I, Sandy sent me some apple juice, and Pat and I had some apple juice up at the bar. He's on the wagon again. Had a couple of diet rights tonight, shooting the breeze about Seattle U and whatnot. Everything I hear from Sandy is okay. The kids are doing good. She got them into a swimming club of some kind, and your baby Patrick has taken his first 3 steps, I guess, and he's a real little stinker, we'll call him, because I imagine my little sweetheart Kelly and my little baby Casey and Big Sean are probably listening too. How's it going, baby Casey? Hey, Sean, your dad tells me that you've even gotten a little bigger since I last seen you. And, is he a good baseball player? Is that right? Casey's a knothead. Yeah, you big fink. Come up there in Michigan and throw you right in the snow. And, Shannon is doing what? She's walking now? The gorilla baby. And Spitz, yeah. Uh-oh. I imagine she learned that from Case, huh? Yeah. And, let's see, Kathy's, she broke her arm at a party someplace, and, Jane just got back from Sacramento visiting my sister with her lovely little child, and Kristen is taking care of Patrick all the time. She still wants to be a nurse, of course. Sean is doing okay. He wrote me a letter. He got Gene to write me a letter.
I just got back from down at Bung Tao and picked up our aircraft the other day. While I was down there, I went into Long Bin and spent the night with Barry. He was getting ready to go to Hong Kong, and the next morning I took him down so he could catch his airplane. He's from Hong Kong right now. He's going to check while he's there on a Mercedes. He's going to price him. He's getting a new car himself when he gets back to Fort Sam. Uh, he he told you all about it on his side. Then I went on over to Bung Tao and stayed 3 nights with Bob. He was busy most of the time. He's getting out. He's got several jobs lined up, I guess. But I guess he's pretty definite about getting out. He's on his way to Bangkok next Tuesday. And Sandy's got all her papers and everything. She's going to meet him in Bangkok for a month. They're going to stay there in some dependent American's hotel for a whole month, which sounds like a real good deal. Casey, I still haven't got a letter from you. You're the only one that hasn't written. Kelly and Sean have both written me twice, and you haven't written yet. I know you're pretty busy, but you do know how to write. You could at least drop me a letter. Our buildings are just about up. We've only got about two of them left. And now that we've got our aircraft, we've got 6 brand new Hueys. They'll be expecting us to go operational pretty soon, I guess. Then we'll be on our own. The 498 who's up here now will leave and go on down to Quinyon, and we'll have this whole area up here. We're about 30 miles south of Da Nang, which is the big Air Force base in the north part of South Vietnam, if you want to look it up on a map. Country's still about the same over here. We're up in the mountains. Last time I was down in the Delta mainly. We're not far from Pleiku. I wrote you that I ran into Bush the other day. I heard from him again last night. He told somebody to tell me hello. He's hasn't changed his plans, I guess. He's going ahead and get the divorce and marry this girl. She's bad, too, really bad. But he seems to be pretty convinced that that's what he wants to do. Ran into a lot of old friends over here. It seems like just about everybody is back for the second time. They're even expecting some of these people will be back over here for third tours. But most everybody is, at least the aviators, are guaranteed a second tour. I want you to keep me posted on the stock market prices and give me that energy fund address, because it's a good investment. I've already invested in the other mutual fund, T. Rowe Price, so you can watch them too. You can get a speaker for this, for that Tandberg tape recorder. I won't have to buy another tape recorder, but if you can, let me know. In the meantime, you can play this on the Tandberg. 3 7/8 is the speed, I think. I want you to check it, and if it's got a 1 7/8, or just write down the 3 speeds that it has and send them to me, because I might be able to get more on one tape if it has. This place we're in here is really desolate. There's absolutely nothing around. It's just a bunch of army shacks up on a hillside by the ocean, and the town is off limits after 11 o'clock in the morning. There's no way you can get anywhere hardly at all. I did get down to Long Bend and in the PX to get this, and I got Casey's birthday present. I'll send it today or tomorrow. But the PXs don't have hardly anything anymore. You can tell your mother that I'll keep trying on the glasses. If I can get into Da Nang, there's a chance that I might be able to get the glasses up there, but I'll find them one way or another. Right now we're in the middle of the rainy season, and the rain's usually a little bit every day, and the rest of the time it's real muggy, but the nights up here are real nice and cool. I'm still under my mosquito net. The bugs just about killed me when I first got here, but they didn't seem to bother anybody else. I see that I'm just about running out of tape here. Bob and Barry took up most of this tape. I'll start another one. I want to say hello to Casey and Kelly and Sean. And Shannon, too. Tell Shannon that Daddy don't want her spitting anymore. And I want some pictures. I want you guys to send me pictures. Daddy doesn't have one single picture of anybody. And I hope that the boys are playing football now. Football season should be started. And I know that Sean's conduct's going to improve.